If I could talk the stories, I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 25th day of November 2010. Happy birthday to John Larroquette, who is 63. Singer Percy Sledge is 70. Amy Grant is 50. And Christina Applegate celebrates her 39th birthday. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody in America. And all around the world, we share our Thanksgiving with everyone. Please bring your own giblets. I don't know. Oh, God. You know, this is an interesting holiday. It really is. And you can always tell how America is doing. People always ask me why I say America. And it's my George W. Bush spin. You know, that's the way he said the name of the country for years. And I just thought it was hysterical. I judge my president by the word nuclear. The word is nuclear. And Jimmy Carter said nuclear. And George W. said nuclear. It's nuclear if you have the button and you can push it. You damn sure better know how to pronounce it. That's all I'm saying. I'm always amazed at Thanksgiving, especially here, because it seems to be one of the most strenuous holidays ever. You don't see people getting angst-ridden over Halloween. Valentine's, maybe. But Thanksgiving is always, I don't know, the whole meaning is ruined when everybody is so concentrated on this one meal that everyone's going to have together. And is it right? Is it perfect? It has to be just so. And if it's not, then it's a bad holiday and blah, blah, blah. You know, the poor people,
what is it called?
Who answer the Butterball hotline, people who are having a turkey emergency. I wonder how many calls that line gets every other day of the year. No,
Turkey Hotline hadn't lit up in months. No,
but today people make up for lost time. You know, the rest of the year, the Turkey Hotline is just an empty room with a bunch of telephones, I guess. I don't know. It seems like something you could outsource, maybe. Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it? So you're having a Butterball emergency, and you call, and you get the same people that we get for tech support when our computers won't connect to the internet. Have you tried unplugging your turkey? Take it out of the oven, leave it for 15 seconds, and put it back in. What did that do? All I can say is thank God we don't eat elephants. For one, ovens would be a hell of a lot bigger. Anyway. Yeah, well, happy Thanksgiving. I'm sure it'll be fine. And all of this, of course, because we've ruined Christmas. We started playing Christmas music the day after Halloween. And so Thanksgiving has sort of been run over by commercialism. I think there are a lot of sales today. Stores are open. And even tomorrow, you're going to find somebody trampled during a Peace on Earth sale.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on a minute. I'm serious. I don't feel real good.
Thanksgiving Day song.
I have incredible gas. Food makes a second pass. Nobody will sit near me. Even the cockroaches flee. My gut feels like a burning ring of fire. It's so bad that the flames are leaping higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
So there you go. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And be safe. We'll see you tomorrow.